Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. When I was giving the readings for this Sunday, yesterday and yesterday's program, I wanted to emphasize, and I want to underscore it today, I want to emphasize the need for each of us to listen for the Lord. You've got to test it out with other people. If you get a bright idea and you think, I think the Lord might be inspiring me to do this or that, take it to somebody you trust. Take it to somebody who is close to the Lord and ask them, what do you think about this idea? I think God might be asking this of me. And you pray and you wait on the Lord. You don't say, okay, got to do it now. Don't do that. You might have God's idea, but then man, that's you and me, we get hold of it and we make decisions and plans according to our very limited sight. We can't see the whole picture. We can't see what God sees. But God wants to use us. And so much, brothers and sisters, God wants to use us to bring the presence of God into difficult situations. Challenging situations or situations where people don't even know that God's important. They're just living their lives the way they want to. They don't see the whole picture. They don't know what God created them for. And in mercy and in compassion and in kindness, you begin to try to impart that to them wherever that's possible. And remember, I don't mean going around just grabbing somebody by the collar and saying, listen to me. That's not it. Ask God to provide the opportunities always. And when you do speak, say very little. Open your heart to the Lord, because God wants to use every one of us in situations. So many people are leaving the church. So many. So many people are leaving Christianity. And God wants to use us, poor, weak, sinful us. But we have to learn how to be simple. We have to learn how to listen for the Lord, not just grab our own good idea. There's a world of difference between the good idea and the God idea, and you want God's. That's why daily prayer is so important, so that your whole spirit and mind becomes infused with the living Word of God. And you begin to see more quickly where something is of God or not of God. But it takes time. And God wants to use you. God wants to use us for the salvation of many. It may be using the talents and gifts and skills that God has given us. It may be something totally different. And it's most probably right in your own neighborhood and sometimes right in your own family. You don't have to go to foreign lands to be used by the Lord. Sometimes we're called to that. But most of the time it's right in your own town, your own family, your own parish that God wants to use you. But that takes time and prayer and waiting on Him and allowing His Word to form you and to reshape you. That's urgent in today's world. Let's take a look at the first reading today from the Book of Kings. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, occupied the whole land and attacked Samaria, which he besieged for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, king of Israel, the king of Syria, took Samaria and deported the children of Israel to Assyria, settling them in Halah at the harbor, a river of Gozan, and the cities of the Medes. This came about because the children of Israel sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up from the land of Egypt, from under the domination of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and because they venerated other gods. God had rescued them, and what did they do once they were rescued? They turned to worship false gods. They didn't pay attention to the Lord who had rescued them, who had brought them up from the land of Egypt, from under the domination of Pharaoh. They followed the rites of the nations whom the Lord had cleared out of the way of the children of Israel and the kings of Israel whom they set up. And though the Lord warned Israel and Judah by every prophet and seer, give up your evil ways and keep my commandments and statutes in accordance with the entire law which I enjoined on your fathers and which I sent you by my servants the prophets, they did not listen, but were as stiff-necked as their fathers who had not believed in the Lord their God. Brothers and sisters, this describes us in many ways. This is the human condition apart from our willingness to put God first in our lives. This is what happens. They rejected his statutes, the covenant which he had made with their fathers, and the warnings which he had given them, till in his great anger against Israel, the Lord put them away out of his sight. Only the tribe of Judah was left. You know, brothers and sisters, you say, well, that's Old Testament, but it's the human condition. And we have to look at ourselves. Am I making God in my image and likeness? Am I trying to shape God the way I see things and the way I want things to go? Or do I recognize that I am made in his image and likeness, and my call is to follow him? Ask yourself that question. Daily prayer. Begin it. If you don't already, ask yourself the hard questions. And when you don't have answers, or you think your answers are not good answers, go to the Lord and say, help me. Open your heart to the Lord. Even if you don't see him, touch him, taste him. You can't, with your five senses, bring him, so to speak, right here present, but he is more real, brothers and sisters, than what's communicated through your five senses. He's far more real. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the God and Father of us all. And he says, come, follow me. He gave us his only son, his only son. And we still, what did we do? We killed him. How many times does God try to speak to us today and we turn away from those voices because they cause us to be upset or angry or whatever? Maybe we need to be listening. And as we're listening, God will use us for others. If we really listen, if we seek to follow God and do his will, his way, he will help us. And though the Lord warned Israel and Judah by every prophet and seer, give up your evil ways and keep my commandments and statutes in accordance with the entire law which I enjoined on your fathers and which I sent you by my servants the prophets, they did not listen. They were as stiff-necked as their fathers who had not believed in the Lord their God. That really defines our culture today on this earth. Draw near to the Lord. You're in a minority right now. You won't be, but you are right now. Draw near to him. Listen to him every day. Follow him as closely as you can. Obey the commandments. When you fall, repent quickly, thoroughly. Get back up. Psalm 60, help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us. Help us. You've rejected us. You've broken our defenses. You have been angry, but rally us. You've rocked the country. You've split it open. Repair the cracks in it, for it is tottering. You have made your people feel hardships. You have given us stupefying wine. Have not you, O God, rejected us so that you go not forth, O God, with our armies? See, they find themselves broken now, and, well, where is God? Why isn't God here? And we forget so quickly how we rejected him. When have you rejected the Lord? We all have, you know. Have you repented for that? Have you turned back? Are you seeking to follow him? In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 to 5, Jesus said to his disciples, now here's the other side of this, stop judging that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. That's one of the most terrifying passages, verses for me. For as you judge, so will you be judged. how easy it is, those snap judgments, those quick assessments. And I might be absolutely, totally wrong because I'm reading the situation wrong. But I make a judgment. That is, I make a judgment against that person. How stupid could that person be to do X or Y? Or doesn't that person listen? Or doesn't that person think, my goodness, why did they do that? They're just not qualified for this position. They ought to be gotten rid of. How many times do we make remarks like that or think thoughts like that? When we really don't know, unless we're called to make a judgment, we can only judge by what we see exteriorly. We don't know what's going on in the heart. We don't know what the person's carrying. Therefore, we reserve judgment. You may have an opinion, and you may seek to verify that opinion or to negate that opinion, but a judgment, no. You can't make a judgment because you don't have the whole picture. And you're not in the authority or position of authority to do it. So when you find people irritating you, annoying you, and you find yourself making all kinds of snap judgments, stop. Repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please. Help me to love you more. Help me to follow you more closely. Help me to help that person who annoys me. Or whatever you may feel called to do by the Lord. But turn it around. Don't give in to judgment, accusations, condemnation. It hurts the other person's life and it can destroy yours. And that's not what we're supposed to be about as Christians. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but you do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? Whoa! Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we're judging others when the sin in us is bigger, greater. Take stock of yourself. Take inventory yourself before you look at anybody else. And don't judge anybody because unless you're in a position of authority, you don't have the facts to make a judgment. How can you say to your brother, let me remove that splinter from your eye while the wooden beam is in your own eye, you hypocrite? Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye. I'm going to repeat that. You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye. In other words, you might be more blind than you know. You might be judging people without recognizing that you don't have clear vision either because of the sin in you. So don't make judgments of others when you're not called to. You could assess a situation. You could say there's some difficulty here or there's some challenges here or whatever, but you don't make a judgment. What a stupid person. What a dumb person. What a proud person. What an arrogant person. All the kinds of ways in which we make judgments on others without knowing the truth. Brothers and sisters, please pay heed that God may be able to use you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.